And they don't mean no harm or nothing, you know. Well, or it just touches him, you know, just upset him. This least little thing is upsetting, it touches.
And you might say somebody's about ready to get lose his temper, you know, and fight. You say, well, now just what? What would you say?
Well, just be take it easy, be quiet, don't.
Calm down?
Yeah, right, calm down, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And somebody, dirty, but just has things all over. Doesn't pick up things. How would you describe her?
Well, we would mostly say they're filthy.
I see. She leaves food, money. People could come in and steal it.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, she should be less what?
Like jealousy, that has this jealousy, we call it, you know. Mm-hmm. She should be more, strict about that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And somebody who, doesn't harm anybody, but doesn't act just like other people. Say, well, he's a little what?
You could call him a little, he's a little off.
I see.
Off.
In the old days, did they ever call him a little queer?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What
does
that
queer mean? Well, it's just something like that, you know. Queer mean. It just, you know, he don't act like other people, you see. And so we don't know how to handle him. Because he might do something or say something to him he wouldn't like, you know. But it's just queer. And so we just don't know how to handle him. We just don't know how whether to have anything much to do with him because we don't know what would suit him or what would not.
I see. You wouldn't, that's not a bad thing, or is it?
No, it's not a bad thing. That's just his way, you see. And so we just have to
live
him.
With it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if a woman is really concerned about her children, but she's too concerned, you know, she's just always what?
Well, always a meddling, you know, in the things and not doing what she ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, leaving off something. And you know, she just don't do what she should do by him, or the way she should do about him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she don't understand how and what's the best of what, and do things.
If they're away from home and she's real upset, you say, well, now just calm down and don't be so what?
So high-tempered or something like that or something.
Do you ever say uneasy?
Oh, yes, that's right. So it happened to me the other day on the bus. Must I tell you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I hold all of them, you know. Well, I said white and the black, you know, mixing up. Of course, I'm good to them all. I don't make no difference. And so one lady, she told a little girl, she's so tall, about 10 years old, stay at the school and she'd pick her up and take her to the doctor. Of course, this child, during the day, had done forgot it. And I'm gonna tell you something about it. You learn how people's trying to raise the children, who is and who not, when you hold a bunch of them out. And so this little child come to me, she called me Mr. Says, oh, I'm in trouble, I'm crying. I pick up at full school and got out of second school. She says, I forgot after 11th. I was supposed to get my mother pick me up at the school. She says, I'm in trouble and crying. I said, hon, don't cry. We come on. We went and called but we couldn't find her. She, you know, at full school, she's going here and there. And so we decided to live at the Oxford High School down here, and we're going home, and she gonna come there at the last place and pick her up, we thought. But when we got out to her home, she's sitting there waiting on her, you know, thought she's gonna come on home.